You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello, and welcome to another episode in the Music Interval Theory Podcast. My name is Frank, and today I want to show you the audio version of Polytonality for Piano. If you prefer to watch the video on our YouTube channel, simply follow the link in the show notes. You gotta love polytonality, and I'm a big fan of that subject. In fact, we have several lessons and lots of material about it inside the academy. So let's jump into the application and see how polytonality can enrich our musical lives. Let's roll. Hello, and welcome to Polytonality for Piano. First, let's have a quick look at the definition of polytonality. Polytonality is the musical use of more than one key simultaneously. That's the definition we find over at Wikipedia, but definitions don't help us put notes on paper. So let's look at an example and go from there. Okay, so let's see what's happening. First, I suggest not looking for any keys, but temporary tonal centers. That will make your musical life way simpler. Here's what I mean. Let's start with the treble only and determine the temporary tonal centers in each bar. Essentially, we deal with basic triads over E flat and A flat, which sounds like the following. Okay, great. Let's do the same thing in the bass. Just write down the root tones for every chord. And if you're having problems figuring out the roots, simply let me know, and I'll cover that in a separate video. Here's what the bass sounds like. Both parts individually are not that complicated. But the magic happens when we put them together. As we'll see, the two roots create certain distances, and I'm referring to the shortest distance possible between the tones. The shortest distance between C and E flat is 3 chromatic steps. So let's call this combination a poly 3. Similarly, the distance between A and E flat is 6 chromatic steps, and that leads to a poly 6. And if the roots are the same, we just deal with one tonality. Just for fun, let's re-listen to the first line with all the parts. So, to recap, check the treble and bass clef and determine the respective root tones. Then you want to look for the shortest distance between those tones. Let's continue breaking down the piece and identify some of the remaining poly structures. Thank you. Now you know how to determine and write polystructures, and that's great. That opens the door to some fantastic composition applications that we can explore together in some future videos. If you want to take another and deeper look at Poly Waltz, I have included the PDF below this video. This is Frank, many thanks for watching, and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.